it's my the EP is going to be called Come On, which is a track that we've been working on, and it's kind of 60s influenced. Kind of reminds me of that Never Met a Girl Like You Before, that track a little bit, and but then the middle it kind of goes really like Catfish in the Bottom, and that's the that's the track I feel like might be the first track on the EP, and then what else? In the Middle of the Night is pretty different for us, but the way it started off as a kind of like I was looking for a band. Now it's more like we're a team of two songwriters working together, and I feel like that's the future really. But in the Middle of the Night is it's nearly finished. It just needs someone to whistle on it. We're trying to get someone to whistle on it for like 2 years or something. But I can't. Yeah, that's all it needs, and then it'll be finished. So if anyone can whistle like a bird, it's not that good. I want someone who's got a little bit of a vibrato on it. I don't know. I can't do it, man.
I always find it really good fun when you send me a new song.
Yeah.
Even though, because you always send me a rough demo you recorded on your phone.
Yeah, that's how it normally works. I'll just email something that I've recorded on my phone, and Jake will work out his bass part.
It's like doing a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
Finding something that fits, and then I'll send it back to you.
Yeah. Now that I think you've always been spot on with the bass. We've changed members recently, so we're starting again a little bit lead guitar wise. But yeah, I feel like I just want to write songs as a team, really, because Jay has been sending me lots of cool ideas.
We both pretty much share the same
taste
in music, don't we?
Yeah,
identical.
Yeah, the 60s, Beatles, Kinks, The Who. The Who, I'm getting massively into The Who. Pink Floyd, early Pink Floyd and later Pink Floyd. The Kinks, I said them already. Rolling Stones. Yeah, it's not... It's just basically music that's got a bit of, like, attitude, not soft. I feel like music today is a bit... There's no attitude, really. Everyone's too nice. I want someone who's a little bit of a knob. Like, not too much. Like, the previous band was like, that was too much. Like, if you're right in the middle, like, oh, you're just a bit of a knob, but bring it back. Like, just when you sing, you can tell he's a bit of a wanker.
I've always been a lover of music from the 60s.
Yeah.
And I pretty much thought I'd exhausted all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Over the last sort of 30 years that I'd listened to it all.
Yeah.
But you still surprise me every so often by suggesting something to me to listen to from the 60s that I've never heard before.
I think YouTube is how I got into the 60s.
Yeah.
Like, there's a band called July, and I don't even know how I found them, really. But they were clearly trying to sound like Syd Barrett. But yeah, there's like, and like little things like, there's a guy called Tommy Quickly. He's got a song called You Might As Well Forget Him, I think it is.
Oh yeah, you sent me a link.
And that is so obscure, but it's just little, I keep discovering little obscure things. He was one of Brian Epstein's kind of stable, they called it. And he just wasn't professional or whatever, you know. He just wasn't into it, basically. But he's got some good tracks.
Yeah.
And like, just even like the Kinks, you know, just little obscure tracks by them, like, ain't nothing in this world stop me worrying about that. I'll give you a list. But yeah, no, the Kinks and the Zombies. Yeah. I love the Zombies. And the Lars are like the main thing, really. I'm going to track the Lars down at some point and demand some CDs. it bugs me. I only got one album, and I'm not going to bring a gun or anything. I just be like, listen, like you've had 30 years, man. The time's up. Here's my memory stick. Put all of the stuff on there. But we'll see. So, when was your like first gig that you've ever went to?
Went to or played at?
When you're in the audience.
The first big gig I ever went to, I probably would have been about 16, and that was Alice Cooper.
All right.
At Wembley.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I think my first gig was the Wiggles, 95, Hot Potato, and yeah.
My next one after that was Pink Floyd.
Well, because I was born in 92. I suppose my Pink Floyd was probably Temples.
Yeah.
Seeing Temples, I think they're great, like as songwriters and their melodies. I've seen Stevie Wonder, seen like the Hives. I've seen a mix of things, but I would like to see a lot more, really. Probably Kasabian, I think, would be cool to see live.
I've always wanted to see the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I've never got a chance to. It's so expensive now.
Yeah, that is a thing. I like to see more. Like, when I went and saw Temples, it was like 20 quid. Mm. So I thought that was pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
But then, I went and saw Travis, and that's probably the most expensive. I didn't mind, because I'm a big fan of Travis. I think they're not really talked about, but I think song-wise, they got some beautiful songs. So I spent, that was like 45 quid a ticket.
Yeah.
Weren't too bad.
But yeah, I've never actually seen them, but I've always liked their stuff.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'd spend £100 to see one band. Unless it was the Lars. If Lee Mavis came back, I would spend £1,000 to see him. Honestly.
I've never asked you before, but when did you actually start learning guitar?
I need to actually.
I know it's fairly new to you with mainly being a drummer.
Well, I've been playing drums since I was 10. That's like 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar, I don't feel like I've ever really learned it, because I can't really do, I can play like the basic chords. I suppose like in school, and everyone else was out like playing football.
Mm-hmm.
I was like in a music block with a guitar.
That's exactly the same as me.
Yeah, because
I used to have a teacher who used to stick his head out the door, and he'd stick his head out. And he'd come back in and he'd say to me, "It's too cold out there for you today. You better play me guitar."
But it's like, you know, to me, school. I didn't like the people I was surrounded with. So I just used to go in the music book and just hide in the music. They had these little music pods or whatever. So that, even though I was a drummer, like really, I was always interested in. I didn't see myself as a songwriter, even though I was kind of technically writing songs. But since like uni and being in the previous band and just certain life experiences and being around really warm and heavy weather, I went to college with them.
Yeah.
So I saw them kind of write songs. You know, I'd go around the house and they'd be in the middle of writing a song. It's kind of inspiring.
Oh, right.
And then obviously me and Sammy, who I started Spinner with, which I had a lot of belief in that band.
I think you've also wanted to progress with your own songs more as well.
Yeah, but I just feel like when I met you, I thought, oh, here's a guy who's serious. Like, we can actually do this. Like,
in the past, I'd never been so serious, really, but I just reached a time now that I feel.
Yeah. It's all been leading up to this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, everything in life, we've just been leading up to this. So, next year, it's going to be like, I just want to, like, plough forward.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next year.
Yeah. We're going to have a go at doing this 5-minute song challenge, see how it goes. What do you want to do? I'll probably do an acoustic guitar and
and I'll just plug my bass in over there and
all right, we'll get to work. All right, we'll do a little intro and then all right, this is our 5-minute song challenge. Thanks for watching. Oh yeah. Come and meet me in the morning. Maybe we can get to talking about our lives and where they're going. Anything you wanna know, man. And if you change your mind, it's alright. It's okay, just get a minute of life. Keep me posted, won't you please, babe? You know I love you forever. I'll catch up with you later on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, my, 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 my. Yeah. Got most of the words, but there you go. I can't read my writing.